This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:12 Monday morning. Oh, it's Monday. Johnny Mosley podcast up today. What time do you think you're going to get that up there, Brinny boy?
Probably around 10 o'clock.
All right, perfect. He tells the horror story about his son's medical situation. And then Huma takes over and the horror story continues. It's amazing.
is the young man okay?
He is okay. And he's finally home. So, you know, all's well that ends well. But that was a... Whew. And now is not the time to be going to the hospital, by the way. Anyway, you can follow at Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram and listen wherever you get your podcasts from. Radio.com, RadioAlice.com. Johnny Mosley Podcast, new one every Monday.
Our text number, if you'd like to send us a text, is 800-400-3697. We did, in fact, say we'd be... maybe try and track down Michael Franti
I texted him, and you know, it's late there. It's like
it is
late.
So that there's a time change there, and that's I'm sure part of the issue with Michael. Maybe we can get him set up for tomorrow, but also I had written Vaughn, and Bryn said he wrote Vaughn and he hasn't responded yet either, but I'm guessing because he doesn't have to wake up early, he's not
right.
So
weird. Maybe how that happens.
If he wants to call in tomorrow or whatever, that'd be cool, too.
Just a check-in would be great. I haven't talked to Vaughn in a while.
Anyway, so 800-400-3697, that's our text number. Here's a couple. I loved Lovebirds. I was so cracked up. And here's another one. Vinny, I thought Lovebirds was silly, goofy, fun. Just what I needed during this time. Thanks for recommending. I knew it would be... you know, not some people's thing, and it's normally not mine, but you know, here I am in the house 3 months in and I'm looking for something to watch, and I found
bored
it to
in
be
the
enjoyable.
House and I'm in the house bored. Yeah, I actually liked The Wrong Missy more than I liked that with
you
Lovebirds.
Did?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah, regarding Lovebirds, consider what's going on right now and what calling the police means to people of color. And
oh no, they made
experience.
That they
the struggle
definitely
is real.
They definitely addressed that too.
Right.
But I still did think, okay, but this time the police were really your only way out. I mean, and especially as things started getting more and more crazy.
The sex cult,
though, that was kind of weird. I was wondering if, like, what if only men or only women were chosen in the bingo bin?
Really?
They just don't care.
There,
they just go for it.
Well, I don't know. I didn't get there at all. And I'm usually, you know, one to think of stuff like that. But all right. new Elizabeth Moss film opens this Friday. Shirley. Oh. She portrays author Shirley Jackson.
Oh. What does Shirley Jackson write? I don't know if I know
it
that.
It says
name.
The lottery here.
I don't know that. I don't either.
I don't know this author, and I don't know that. If that's one of her titles, I don't know that either. So.
I'm sure our research department is hard at work looking that up.
Yeah, The Lottery is one of her biggest ones.
Books?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Oh, Haunting of Hill House. Yeah, I've heard of that.
All right. Well,
All right, so this lady has
they don't
some
make
story.
Movies about all authors, so she must have something going
there
on,
there must
right?
be something going on, yep.
The right. Bird's Nest.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting that mixed up with Bird Box. What else? What other?
Dark Tales. Let Me Tell You Now. The Summer People. The Missing Girl. Raising Demons. Come Along With Me. A bunch of books, though.
She like dark stuff. Well. That sounds good. Maybe I'll go on a Shirley Jackson tear.
Hmm.
I like going on author tears.
Then restaurants were closed in downtown Napa last night because of protesting. No violence or looting as far as I know, but blocked intersections and some fear that it could escalate. So restaurants were closed as a precaution. There were protests here in Santa Cruz, and they did, block intersections. But I didn't see anything, and I was actually caught in one or just I had to make a right anyway, so I just saw it happening in one spot. But I didn't hear about any violence that I'm aware of in my area. The protests, and again, I just really felt a lot for the chief of police here in Santa Cruz as he took a knee with the protesters, and you saw that a lot throughout the country. So
yeah,
that's a positive step if there is one.
Right. No, that was it was very nice to see that, actually.
Hooman reviewed Jojo Rabbit and hated it, as usual. He talked a lot of trash about the guy who played Hitler.
Oh, I thought that guy stole the show.
I thought so too. He was hysterical.
Like at one point the kid's slow-mo running through the woods and Hitler's just like sort of dancing along beside him. It's so bizarre that it was hard not to love it. It was just bizarre.
Yeah. Well, that's most definitely in terms of TV or movies to watch. Jojo Rabbit is another level from The Lovebirds or The Wrong
Really,
Missy
most movies. Right.
By a million miles. Like they're not.
It's like a real piece of cinematic art.
Right, right. By a million miles.
And the kid is the best part. I mean, he's like, oh my God. And the kid's friend with the glasses. Oh, I love that kid.
The other little boy. Yeah.
Oh, I just love him so much.
They run into each other in the middle of a battle. You're just like, what is going on here?
Jojo, it's so good to see you.
It's so stupid.
Oh yeah. Okay. I gotta go. I got my rocket launcher. God, I gotta go. They're 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
And oh my God, Rebel Wilson in that, she's solid comic relief. And actually, Sam Rockwell and the kid who played, he's in Game of Thrones. It's sort of a minor part, not a lot to say. I can't believe I can't come up with the guy's name. His sister's Lily Allen.
Yeah, it's the guy that got his cut off.
Cut off, right. They're gay, right? Is that
yes.
what I'm...
Yes, oh yes.
Okay.
Okay. Are you kidding?
I mean, those fabulous costumes, I just thought, and the eye makeup.
I don't
makeup.
Even have gaydar, and that was so obvious to me because they make reference to it too much. I mean, they
yeah,
really...
Yeah, no, yes. As they're standing with their faces close together and then tear away from each other, I thought, right. oh.
Well, and their costumes, their fighting
yes,
costumes
yes.
are
oh,
special, too.
Their fighting costumes were outlandish.
415 says, Lance wasn't just a cheater. He actively destroyed people's lives to cover his lies. He needs to remain canceled. I'm interested in his documentary, which is on ESPN now. But I don't disagree. I absolutely believe he was... Sometimes, look, I'm someone who makes mistakes, a lot of them. And I've learned to accept that of myself, and I'm not proud of it, but I also know when to shut up and apologize. Don't defend yourself. There's a time when you have to say I've made a mistake.
I've been a bad boy.
And I'm sorry. And whether or not that's acceptable, it's the very least you can do.
Yep. Agreed.
So I don't know if we're going to see that from him, but
you're going to watch it and let us
know.
I'm
going to try it. The Lance Armstrong two-part documentary is good, but he's an egomaniac, but does own up to what he did. However, still blames others. One minute he seems like a normal person, then the next he's a total jerk. Oh, interesting. A lot of people wrote in, it's the Livestrong Foundation. Livestrong with Nike.
Livestrong.
Yeah, that was...
Well, you can't, you know, listen, the Ram is... Can only do what it can do. I couldn't pull Theon Greyjoy when I needed to, and now, of course, it's right there in my mind.
I want to hear about how much grief Sarah got for burning those lovely brioche buns? What is this?
My one job on Friday night was to toast the buns, butter them and toast them. And I put them under the broiler and I started a live video, as you know, as I do.
Right.
Clarky Clark, everybody. And I, you know, the timer goes off and, you know, the lady who does the timer, that lady, Alex Trebek. I look, they're not even starting to brown. I go, Alexa, set a timer for 1 minute. Oh my God, I'm so sorry for everyone who now has a 1 minute timer going at their house. And 1 minute later, they're black. And I hand the phone to John because I'm on with Hooman. I hand it. I'm like, oh my God, take this. Oh no. And he turns it and you can see the blackened bun. I'm like, oh God. My one job was to toast the buns. And I ruined it. We still ate them. We ate them though. So what? A little char.
Hi, Alice gang. I love you guys. I was cruising past downtown Oakland, pretty damn vandalized, but say a lot of people scrubbing and cleaning public bus stops and walls. Shout out to those people. I hate when riots and looting occur, but definitely not the answer. Stay positive, y'all. P.S. I think Nicole is very attractive. Is she single? Oh. That's 925.
Yes, I am. But also, Vinny, that article about where to donate is up on the Alice Instagram now.
All right. That's a great resource for people who would like to do something.
You know what? I'm going to move that over to the Facebook page because I think that it's easier to click on the link to access the information.
Okay.
It's not clickable on Instagram. So let's share that to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page instead.
Thank you.
That's where all the good stuff is, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
415 says, I love my family, but I need to get away from these people. Yeah, I think that even the best relationships are being tested as we enter month three of shelter in place.
Yeah. It's hard seeing the same faces over and over every day. Get sick of it. No reprieve.
I've worked for Fremont Bank for 10 years, which is coincidentally the amount of time I've listened to S&V. The ads are true. They've been feeding their employees that are not currently working from home since the lockdown started. Sending love to you guys, and also Black Lives Matter. Period.
Yep, that's good. I'd like to hear that about Fremont Bank.
Sarah, would have been so cool to see that anthill busted up and crawling all over you. Yeah, where's the video of that?
Yeah, I didn't.
You're going to show us burning buns, but you don't show us an ant attack?
I didn't have a live video going at the time. I should. Oh my God, I'm telling you, you know, my eyes are bad now. So I'm just out there, I'm digging, all of a sudden I look down at my arms, and I think it's just dirt, but it's ants all over me biting me. And then I look down into the planter and it's just teeming. It's boiling over with ants and their little eggs. Oh my God, I want to turn the hose on them. I wasn't sure that would kill them though. Isn't that awful? I just wanted to murder this whole colony of ants. I'm a terrible person.
Sarah, 408 says, Sarah, quote, Grimes is selling her soul for $10 million, Vinny, quote, how do you get that out of there? LOL, LOL. And then a lot of people wrote in Jack Parr.
Yeah.
He's the guy behind. You should know that.
John Parr. Jack Parr's a talk show host.
Oh, right. Well, that person got it wrong.
Oh, there it is. That's what it looked like, except it was just, yikes. It was just so much more.
Gross.
It was just so much more activity because I had disturbed it. You know, they were going crazy. Crazy, I tell you.
Vinny, what the hell? No skateboarder in history of skateboarding does not know what a Jersey barrier is. I think you may need to turn in your skate card, dude.
Uh-oh. Well, that's a flashback.
Yeah, that's not this week.
No.
That was last week, right?
Last Thursday or Friday or something.
Yeah, it was last Friday.
Yeah, I skated the parks, dude, you know, and I did a little bit of freestyle skateboarding, but the street style stuff where they use those K barriers or whatever, or
yeah,
launch ramps, all that stuff was after my time. And street skating was sort of this, anyway. Yeah, I didn't know. Now you can have my skate card. Sorry. I'll keep my
You should have given it up
card.
Right around the time you separated your shoulder and hurt your wrist.
Yeah, no
you know?
Doubt. Woke up to broken windows in two of three of our cars out front of our house.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's terrible. I wonder what town they live in. Oakland, maybe.
I don't know. It happened a lot of places, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I spoke with, I don't even want to say, but I've spoken with some people I know who own businesses and they're concerned. Like they really don't want their They're already in hard times. To have their windows smashed out and to get completely cleaned out would not be good for business or any hope of reopening.
I know. It's just this. God, this year sucks so bad.
I'm so out of time, and I haven't even gotten to the text on topic. So I will do a better job of that.
It's all right. I actually like to hear stuff from earlier in the show, and I like it. All right, so should we take a break?
Yep.
Take a quick one. We'll be back to say goodbye.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's been a tough Monday. It was a difficult weekend. God, the world's crazy right now. But thank you for listening this morning, and thank you for letting us be a part of your life, you know, in these weird times. And thank you for being part of ours.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is, I guess, warming up tomorrow, right? We hear a spike in temperature tomorrow and then cooling back down. So at least the rain's out of the forecast.
It's not a heat wave, but it will get hot for a minute. And, you know, we got this.
Yeah. And we'll do our best to, you know, try to be a bright spot for you in the mornings. So just, you know, be safe out there. And, you know, I feel like for a lot of this morning, I was a bit at a loss. You know, you don't want to ignore what's going on, but we also want to try to be a haven, as we've always tried to be, you know, just the place that isn't talking about the thing that's being shoved down your throat every place else. So, you know, give us another try tomorrow. Maybe we'll be able to do that then. But in the meantime, enjoy the nice weather, and if you can,
have a good one.
See you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.